Good evening, everybody. Welcome to week number 9 of the high school football season. It is the end of the regular season. We're out in Pirate Country to see the Harbor Beach Pirates and the USA Patriots. Good evening, everybody. I'm Rick Laza. Jason Partick is alongside. And Jason, neither team in the hunt for a playoff spot, although there is some talk that USA perhaps at 5-4 could sneak in. But nonetheless, two very evenly matched teams here tonight, two programs that are back on the rise. And we're going to get a look here to see tonight which one of them is going to take that extra step forward and look towards next season.
Yeah, this is a big game for both these teams. I mean, USA with a very, very slim chance of making the playoffs here. But most importantly, I think for both these teams, a chance at a winning season. That's something they haven't had in a while. It's good for the program to experience a winning season and also kind of build for the future.
The Patriots and the Pirates come into this football game at 4-4. The winner is going to go home with a above 500 record, something that neither program, Jason, has had over the last couple seasons. The Pirates, since their 2007 semifinal appearance, have kind of fallen on hard times in 08 and 09. One win, I believe, in 08, and I think two in 09, in 09. And for the Patriots, kind of the same thing, a win in each of the programs. And now this year, things have turned around quite well for both, and so the expectation going into next season is going to be even higher.
Yeah, they both got off to a good start. Both started out 3-1. I thought both teams had a chance to make the playoffs right away early on in the season, but they got into the hard part of their schedule there. We saw Harbor Beach against Sudley here after that 3-1 start, and that's kind of when the wheels kind of fell off here for Harbor Beach. And for USA, I think the turning point in their season was their game against Vassar in week 6. They were contending for a playoff spot at that time. And Vassar just took him out behind the woodshed and kind of ended any thoughts of making the playoffs.
We're all set to get this one underway. The Patriots are going to kick off to open up the football game. It is a very short kickoff that'll be fielded by, and I think the Patriots, Jason, may have come up with this. It bounced off of number 58, Kyle Kramer. And the Patriots do have the football, so how about that? A very short kickoff, and that wasn't designed that way. It wasn't no onside kick type situation, but it was just a very short kickoff. It bounced off of Kyle Kramer, and for the Patriots, they fell on the loose ball, and so they have excellent field position to start this football game on the Pirate 40-yard line.
Yeah, and Tim Canfield, the guy who fell on the ball there, one of the playmakers for USA, and making a play right off the get, 3 seconds in.
First and 10 for the Pirates. Just underway here from Harbor Beach High School on this Friday night. Again, I'm Rick Laza. Jason Partick is alongside. Full slate of high school football action, a full slate of non-league action happening tonight. And the first handoff of the night and stacked up at the line of scrimmage for the Patriots is Tyler Dick, number 27. Little or no gain on the play for Tyler Dick. So second down coming up here for the Patriots. We talked about how USA has a slim chance, perhaps at 5-4, to get in. It's going to depend on the playoff points and how many 5-4 teams above them get slotted into the playoffs. And if there are enough slots open, and the Patriots are lucky enough to get one, if they win this football game tonight, they could be in the postseason for the first time in a few years. So handoff on second down goes up the middle. This is going to be number 20, Tim Canfield, the ball carrier, and he'll pick up about a yard on the play, so third down and 9 coming up.
Yeah, a couple of similar teams here, Harbor Beach and USA. You know, they got a few common opponents. They both were blown out by Reese and Ubley, and they both blew out Bad X. A few common opponents from both these teams. I don't know if you can get much from them. You know, it's different parts of the seasons, different matchups and whatnot. But, I expect a pretty evenly matched game just based on some of those outcomes of those other games.
They'll pitch it out to Tim Canfield. Canfield looks to have enough for a first down as he's run out of bounds near the 30-yard line right at the yard marker. So we'll see where the spot is. And it is a first down. He was able to pick it up. They'll spot the football just inside the 30-yard line. So on third down and 9, it's Tim Canfield that picks up a Patriot first down to keep the drive alive.
Right now, USA, just look at their sideline over there. I was wondering where all the players were. Right now, only 13 players dressed tonight, so injuries may become a factor here later on in the game.
Handoff. Brandon Harper, the ball carrier, and Harper stacked up at the line of scrimmage may have lost a yard on the play. Kyle Kramer making the stop for the Pirates. No gain on the play. They'll say second down and 10 coming up for the Patriots. 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No score in the ballgame. Opening drive for the USA Patriots, who kicked off and picked up the loose ball as the Pirates not able to control the kickoff. And the Patriots drive right now looking at a second down and 10. Chris Harper, the quarterback, flush from the pocket. He'll roll out to the left. He'll find all kinds of running room and be taken down near the 15-yard line. That will be enough for a Patriot first down.
Yeah, nice job by Harper. They're staying bounds down the sideline. And instead of taking the easy way out and running out of bounds, he took on one of the defenders, picked up a couple extra yards there. Looks like we have a timeout on the field.
And it's official's timeout. We have an injured Pirate right down here in front of the Harbor Beach bench. And where I said that he was forced out at the 15, he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, it looks like they brought it back to about the 23 or 24 yard line.
Yeah, I was just going to say the 23-yard line. So that's where he stepped out of bounds. It'll be third down for the Patriots coming back from the injury timeout here, third down and 4. I didn't catch a number of the young man for the Pirates that is hurt down here in front of us.
Yeah, he's laying down, and a couple guys in front of him there, hard to tell. But, you know, I think I look at both these teams this season here. I really don't think that any of the coaches have anything to be too upset about. You know, Coach Schelke in Harbor Beach and Coach Beagle out of USA. You know, especially coming off the seasons that they had last year, and not really too successful. Just a handful of wins among both those teams there. So for them to come out, one of these teams is going to go away with a winning record, and another one's going to, you know, up their win total from last year. And in Harbor Beach, you know, I was talking to one of the guys here before the game, an undefeated JV team this season too, so something to really look forward to in the future for Harbor Beach.
And the injured Pirate brought to his feet here, it looks like number 61, Cody Puff, and he is able to come off with the assistance of a couple of trainers. So good news for him is he's at least able to walk off. Perhaps we will see him a little bit later here in the evening. So the Patriots looking at third down and 4, 9:41 to go here in the first quarter. No score in the football game as Harper comes up under center. Full house formation behind him. He'll bark out the play and just tuck it and run it himself straight up the middle. Looks to have enough for the first down for USA.
Yeah, nice job by Harper there. Harper Beach not expecting that play. He just took the snap and went right over the right guard and picked up the first down.
They will spot the football at about the 18-yard line. So first and 10 for the Patriots on the Pirate 18. 9:20 to play here in the first quarter.
I have to say the weather is much better than it was a few weeks ago when we were out here as well. It's a little cooler, I think, but the wind is it's not. I don't feel my life is in danger.
No, nowhere near as windy as it was when we were here the last time. The handoff looks like Tim Canfield, the ball carrier, and Canfield stacked up near the line of scrimmage. Lost about a half a yard on the play, so we'll call it second down and 11 coming up. 8:45 to go here in the first quarter. Good to see Cody Puff over here stretching out a little bit, running up and down the sideline, so I'm pretty sure we're going to see him a little bit later on in the evening. Here's the pitch out to Tim Canfield around the right side. Canfield going to pick up about a yard on the play as the Harbor Beach defense right there to meet him. That'll bring up third and long for the Patriots with 8:10 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, Harbor Beach has done a pretty good job on first and second downs. It's third downs where USA has been able to get them. So.